I was told about my adoption when I was 8 years old. I was old enough to understand a little, but it was still very hard to accept and very confusing. It caused me a lot of problems as I grew up.
Hello, and welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Carol, and we are looking forward to our time together today.
And I'm Tammy. I wonder if you were adopted, or have you adopted a child? Or maybe you have a family member or a friend who's been adopted.
Perhaps you're taking care of someone else's child because they've become an orphan, the child of a family member or a friend, or even the child of parents that you don't know. Whatever the situation, it takes a lot of physical care and love from your heart to take care of a child who is not your own. Today, Dee and Mary have come to chat with us. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary, we look forward to hearing more of your story about being adopted a little later.
Sure, I'd be happy to do that.
But first, here's a song that most of us know. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Do you celebrate your birthday and those of your family and friends? How do you celebrate? For some people, birthdays are very important, while other people may let another year pass without even thinking a thing about it. In fact, you might not even know exactly when your birthday was. Some people don't.
Celebrating the birth of a child is different in different cultures. But for most people, the birth of a child is a special event. Everyone loves a baby.
They make us smile, don't they? And we just want to cuddle them and hug them.
Oh, yes. We all have a beginning, a day we were born. And so it seems no one is left out of the celebration, right? You would think so, but for some people, birthdays may not seem like a celebration. Celebrating this day might bring pain or confusion.
That's true, but tell us more.
I guess when everyone around you celebrates their birthday and you know nothing about yours, it can be hard.
I'm sure it would be.
We all like to know where we've come from and where we're going. For someone who's been fostered or adopted, there may be things about the day of their birth that are difficult for them to understand. They may have questions about the circumstances of their birth, but never have the answers.
Dee, you sound as though you know a bit about adoption.
Yes, Tammy. My husband and I had one little girl born to us. Later, we felt that God wanted us to adopt a second child. We let people know that we would like to adopt and began to fill in the papers that were required. Someone told us about a relative with a teen who was pregnant and couldn't take care of the child because she had to go back to school. From there, God opened the way and we moved forward, but the process took a long time. Our second little daughter was a year and a half old when the adoption was final. We were very excited to have another little girl in our family.
Many people adopt children for many different reasons, don't they?
Yes. You can't usually tell by looking at someone if they're adopted or not, unless they look completely different from their parents, of course.
We heard from Catherine some time ago about how she and her husband added two little orphans from another country to their family, a brother and a sister. They looked very different from their new parents, but they were loved with just as much love as their own natural children. When they were little and in an orphanage, there were not enough people to properly take care of them. The staff did their best to feed and care for their physical needs, but there were not enough arms available for warm hugs and kisses. So these children had been deprived of the basic love that all children need to develop properly. While they were waiting and the pictures of the children arrived, it broke their hearts. Their 5-year-old daughter Mary said, My sister will smile when she comes to our house, won't she? But Zhu Ling didn't smile for a long time. It must have been terrible for a little girl to be torn away from her mother when she was only 2 years old. No one really knows what happened, but the agency believed that because Zhu and her new baby brother were mixed-race children, their mother gave them up so that they could have food, clothing, education, and a chance to be adopted into a loving family. But all Zhu Ling knew was that her mother took them to an orphanage one day and left them there. Yes, they had food and clothes, but no one loved them. How sad Zhu Ling must have been. How many times this dear little girl must have cried herself to sleep, longing for her mother's arms.
Yes, because we were not there, we really don't know what a child has gone through before adoption. So when a child becomes aware that they're adopted, it's very important for them to know that they're not alone and that you love them just as if they were your own natural child. And it's so important to answer an adopted child's questions if you can. They need answers about where they came from, even if they don't have all the answers or understand quite why things happened as they did. Once a child knows that they're adopted, they may have a conflict in their minds. They don't want to be different from others, but they need to know about that part of their life.
We're together on Women of Hope, and today we're talking with Dee and Mary about adoption and taking care of a child who is not your own natural child. I wonder if you are taking care of children who are not your own. You would know how hard it can sometimes be, especially if the child has suffered physically before they came to you.
Yes, every child, every person needs to have their physical needs met, things like shelter and enough food and water. If a child feels a threat to these basic needs, either now or from the past, they may react and sort of panic. They may feel unsafe. This can look like bad behavior, but they may be acting like this because they're afraid.
What kind of behavior problems might they have, Dee?
Our little girl sometimes had trouble sleeping, and she sometimes had temper fits, as most children do at some stage. She would even hide food, perhaps to be sure she had someone she needed it.
You would have had to reassure her often that she was loved and safe.
Yes, and she also needed the security of clear home rules to feel protected.
That is so true. Children need to know what's okay and good for them, and what might be harmful. Rules make them feel safe.
All kids test rules. Adopted children might test them a little harder just to be sure that they will still be loved and feel safe. As a parent or caregiver, this can be challenging, but it helps to understand this so that you know why it's happening.
And when the child's basic physical needs are met and they feel safe, they also need love, don't they?
Yes, we all need to feel loved. We long to be understood and accepted the way we are. A person who's adopted or fostered might not even remember much about their past, but they might have an emotional sense of loss deep inside, one that they don't even understand. Feelings can come up out of nowhere. Even a happy birthday celebration can bring tears. It's very important as the child grows up to allow time to let them talk about their feelings and answer any questions. Spending some time one-on-one with each child will give them a chance to ask you things that might be hidden deep within their hearts. You may need to be very patient as you help your adopted child understand and accept things about their past as they learn that you love them and they're safe.
God often has a way of taking something difficult and making something beautiful out of it, doesn't he? This is Women of Hope, and it's good to be with you. Mary, let's talk about your story now. When did you find out that you were adopted?
I have always known I was adopted because I grew up with my birth father's side of the family. His aunt told me I was adopted and that she knew my birth mother. Both my parents were from the Philippines, but they were from different provinces. My birth mother was already married and worked away from home. She knew she could not go back to her home area pregnant or she might be killed. So for this reason, she made plans to abort me. But let me tell you how God stopped that from happening. While preparing for the procedure, she fell asleep and had a dream. In the dream, an angel came to her with a little girl and told her not to give up the child. She ran out of that place, and my life was saved. She gave birth to me and put me into an orphanage, but didn't let my birth father's family know. But they found me when I was about 3 and took me out of the orphanage. My father was very young and made a lot of bad decisions. He became an alcoholic, so I was never close to him. I was afraid of him. As a result, I was passed from one family to another. This made me feel that no one wanted me. As if this wasn't enough, the pain of my life continued. There was one aunt who was like a real mom to me. One day when she came to pick me up from school, she didn't look well. That day she had a heart attack and died. I was only 5 years old and devastated. Finally, after a few years, another aunt adopted me. By then I was 8 years old.
Did things get better after you were adopted?
Not really. It was horrible at first. I didn't feel secure and was extremely afraid. I often had tantrums and was very angry and hateful. As you can imagine, I got into a lot of trouble. I began stealing. I felt like my family didn't really want me, and that they were sorry that they had ever taken me in. They were very stressed and ashamed by all of this and wanted to send me back. I didn't care about my behavior, so they took me to see a psychologist. It was a very dark period of my life in every way. I wrote about how I was feeling in a journal. That helped, but I didn't have anyone to talk to who understood.
How old were you by this time?
I was in high school. I was still looking for love, and I started taking an interest in boys. I wanted to be noticed and wanted, not rejected. My family became overprotective and made strict rules, afraid that I might get into more trouble with boys. One dark night when I was about 14 or 15 years old, I wanted to take my own life, to commit suicide. But God had other plans for me. That night, I turned on the TV and saw a Christian program. They were talking about love. I couldn't stop listening. I felt like the man was talking just to me when he said, "God loves you." I began crying. This is what I wanted more than anything. I asked God, "Are you real? If you are, then show me." I knew that God had heard me, and I felt a weight lift off me. Very soon afterwards, God did show me that he was real. I was walking down the hallway at school, and I heard 2 kids talking. One said, "Did you know that there's a Bible club meeting going on?" They were not talking to me, but it seemed like God was. I turned around and followed them to the meeting. There I met so many new friends. They cared for me and showed me true friendship. They even prayed for me. I attended weekly Bible studies there at my school, and God began to change me. The blackness in my life began to disappear. He showed me about his love and how I needed to trust him. He taught me that in this world, there is sin. People disobey God. I learned that people will make mistakes that affect you that you can't control. But you can be the one to change and stop the cycle of bad decisions in your family. Over the years, God has provided mentors, women who were like mothers and sisters, to guide me in God's ways. It's been a lot of work to keep changing from the inside out, but God is faithful. He helped me to begin to do things the right way, His way.
You learned some very big lessons about life and God, didn't you?
I did. I'm now a mother and a teacher, and I really want to help young people to learn about God and follow His way. In God's Word, the Bible, there are some very special words that mean a lot to me. They come from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." This is so true. Sure, I still have a daily battle with my old character and wrong thinking. I have to follow what God's word tells me for my life. But every time I trust God, I find that He is faithful. He does give hope and has given me a future. If my mother had not had that dream, I would have not had any future.
So what would you say to someone who has been adopted from a really tough situation?
It's important to know who you really are, not just who your earthly family is and why they acted the way they did. God is our maker. That means if you are broken, only He can fix you. Turn to God. He is the only one who can tell you who you really are and who you really are meant to be. And He's the only one who can help you to forgive the people in the past who have hurt you. There are some more special words in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 1. Carol, would you read that to us, please?
I would love to. It says, "Even before He made the world, God loved us. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ."
My earthly adoption has been easier to accept because I know that God has adopted me as His child. The Bible even says it gave Him great pleasure. This means He wanted me. He chose to make me His child. It's like a Cinderella story. Now I'm a child of the living God.
Okay, now here's the hard question. What has helped you to forgive your family for the rejection you felt?
I think it's realizing that if someone does not have a relationship with God, they don't understand what true love is. So, since they didn't have the love of God in their hearts, they couldn't give that kind of love to me. They were empty themselves and didn't have God's love filling them up so that they could love me. God's love is different. His love never ends. Jesus Himself suffered abuse, hurt, and rejection on the cross, so He understands the pain we've gone through. Jesus suffered on the cross in our place so that we could be made whole. Once I understood God's love, which healed my broken heart, I could understand and forgive my family. Remember that journal I was keeping? When I went back and looked, there was a big gap. The first part of the journal showed how my life was full of darkness, but after that gap, I could see how God had changed my life. I experienced a new life of hope, and you can too. My story has a very happy ending, a forever happy ending. Yours can too, if you give it to God.
Mary, thank you for sharing your story with us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's time for us to go now. If you would like to tell us your story or ask us a question, you can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page.
Remember, your story could have a happy ending, a forever happy ending, if you give it to God.